Well, okay, Saints, you know, we have had lots and lots of miracles in providing these materials for people. I'm talking about hard drives with videos, TV programs on there burning up and so that they're smoked out. I mean, just you can smell them and no recognition at all on the hard drive. So, and we pray and God would restore everything. And even editing things while it was gone. Awesome things, you know. We've had some awesome, awesome miracles. I don't know how many hard drives that the Lord has done that for us. And anyway, this is something on that level, I would say. This is something that happened with Sandy Shaw. And her husband Jeff was there, and quite a few other people, too. And this was UBM books and DVD sets that were multiplied by the Lord. And Sandy said, this is a testimony that God did in miraculously multiplying the Sovereign God for Us and Through Us books and the Hidden Manna for the End Times DVD sets that we needed to send out and to give away. Now, why would God do such a thing? Unless there's something valuable there, or it's a word from Him, why would He do that? Why do you suppose that the devil is making such a war against us to try to make these materials invaluable? Why do you suppose? Sandy said, it started several months ago, and I was asking if I could send a copy of the Hidden Manna for the End Times set of DVDs to a friend. I asked Lois for two sets at that time, and I sent one copy to Corona, California, and then kept the other copy. And several weeks later, the Lord showed me in a dream who I was to send a Sovereign God book and a DVD set of Hidden Manna to. Well, all right. There were four people in all to give these to, and I asked David Eels for Sovereign God books, and he gave me five, all that he had at the time, and this gave me a total of seven Sovereign God books. Lois gave me eight DVD sets of Hidden Manna, and we picked them up as we went to the post office to get more mailer boxes and envelopes, and to mail one book and a set of DVDs. The second time we went to the post office to mail five more books. I had asked Lois for more Hidden Manna DVD sets. She gave us 10 more at this time, making a total of 18 DVD sets. Sam asked to have a Sovereign God book, but I told him that I had mailed them all. And the next morning, there were two more books in the basket again. Ah, multiplication. Praise the Lord. That day, I started building boxes for the DVD sets. I built all the boxes, 29 total, which gave me 9 more boxes than I had DVD sets. And the Lord showed me who the DVDs were to be sent to, mostly pastors in California. During this time, my friend B called me and asked if we could send 4 more books and DVD sets to her. And I prayed what to do with the books, and the Lord multiplied the ones already in the basket. I grabbed the one and put it in an envelope and went to bed. The next morning, there were 2 more in the basket, a total of 3. And all the empty envelopes that I had on the dresser now had books in them, a total of 4 envelopes and books. And now, I had enough to send to those the Lord showed me. He sent out four, that's the books and the DVD sets, four more to the people the Lord showed me, plus I had enough books and DVDs to send out six more books and DVD sets. Then the Lord made provisions for us to go to California, and I took two books and two sets of DVD sets that showed up in my dresser, which the Lord told me to take with me to California. And while in California, I gave a set to one of my friends, and a friend from Mexico was visiting also and asked me for the other set of books and DVDs, so all were gone now. The next day, there were two more books and DVD sets in the dresser that my mom allowed me to use while there. And while getting ready to go to a woman's ministry meeting in Fontana, California, I found another book and DVD set in the pocket of the back of my wheelchair seat. While at the meeting, a lady there asked to have the Hidden Manna DVDs and a Sovereign God book. I told her to get them out of the pocket on the back of my seat. When she looked, she exclaimed, "Hey, there's two of each here," rather than just one. That is the DVDs and the book, right? She asked for both of them, and I told her she could have them. My sweater kept falling out of my lap, and B asked if she could put it in the pocket behind the seat. And when she went to put the sweater in the pocket, she found another DVD set of Hidden Manna. We wrapped it up and put it on the table for a giveaway at the end of the meeting. Praise the Lord, so they gave that away. I went to my friend's beauty salon where my friend Bernadette worked as a manicurist, pedicurist. While there, my wheelchair battery ran down, and I asked Bernadette to get the charger out of the back pocket of my seat, and she found another Sovereign God book. And this was given to Bernadette's boss, who was moving soon to Arkansas and wanted to know of a good church to attend there. The next day, once again, there were two more sets of books and DVD sets in the dresser drawer. My Uncle Johnny came over, and I gave him one set later that day. Jeff and I went walking over to my friend Evelyn's house to give her a set, but she wasn't there. So we went to eat and met a young woman there asking me about the covering I made for my leg. This opened up a conversation with her about unforgiveness. She seemed to be interested. I gave her the book and the DVD set that was left. Then there was none left again. I woke up the next day and started packing to come home. There were two more books and DVD sets in the drawer. I didn't pack them, but put them in the seat with us. And B came over and asked if we had any more books and DVD sets. I told her yes and gave all of them to her. So we started out with 7 Sovereign God books and 18 Hidden Manna for the End Times DVD sets. We gave out 44 Sovereign God books and 44 Hidden Manna for the End Times DVD sets. God multiplied 25 sets of DVDs and 36 books altogether, the best we can figure. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Praise God. Do you know of Him doing that before? Well, it must be that a lot of people who are slandering us are wrong about these materials. After this, I was encouraged when Sandy shared this in the assembly, to ask God to have his angels put the books in places where the needy would find them. Then the Lord gave a sister a vision of angels with their arms full of books and going to hand them out. And Satan has done his best through his factious vessels to stop these teachings from going forth. But God has shown his displeasure with this, and his power is made perfect in our weakness. And Sandy also had a revelation before this testimony that she was to give out the living waters of God's word to the bride. And I'll share that with you now. It's pretty neat. We can't put anything past God. In the tribulation period, when they take away people's right to buy and sell, how do you suppose these materials are going to get out? I can tell you it's going to be a very miraculous time. And it'll be a hard thing for the Pharisees to deal with, you know. They had trouble dealing with Jesus' miracles. And finally just had to say they were from Satan. Which, of course, he called blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Do you think it would be the same today? Certainly. We can't multiply anything. But God can do it through us. God can do it through us. Satan doesn't cast out Satan, folks. That's what Jesus said. So who is it that is destroying the works of the devil, and who is it that's multiplying these things, these materials, and who is it that's doing the signs and wonders to deliver God's people? Well, it's the Lord. But watch out. The Pharisees can come up with some pretty goofy stuff, you know. Well, here's Sandy's revelation about the living water of the Word. She said, the way my dream started, I saw a large hand giving me the water Bible. Water Bible. I took it from him and found myself continually looking at it, for it was a glass Bible with water moving all around inside. Pretty neat. You know, living water in the Old Testament, I looked it up one time, and it has a meaning of moving water. So it was moving around inside. This represents the living waters. In other words, it's not stagnant the way the Pharisees and the theologians know it and teach it, right? Not stagnant. That's that old dead dry stuff that they pass out. It's living waters. She said, I could see the motion of moving water as I turned it all around. The pages were of water of a very light blue tint. In other words, the heavenly word. The word that the Lord puts in people, right? And the Lord said to me, save this gift for the bride. Well, a gift that the bride will receive from the Lord will be the living waters of God's word. You know, he hid these things from the wise and prudent, but he revealed them unto babes. He would only speak to the Pharisees and the people that followed them in parables, because they didn't have eyes to see and ears to hear. But he took his disciples aside privately and explained them. Then it became living waters. It was no longer the letter of the parable anymore. It was the Spirit. Amen? He still does that. Why do you suppose he is speaking today in so many dreams and visions and revelations of the end times? First of all, people don't know what time it is. So they have to have a personal word for this time of what is happening and what is coming. And, of course, you can't get that from the Bible. I mean, it don't give you the timing of things. It tells you the things and what's coming and so on and so forth. But it rarely gives you an exact time, especially concerning things that are equated to the end time, ministry of the man-child, the beginning of the tribulation, these kind of things. So Anyway, Sandy said, I was so excited I couldn't contain myself for this honor. And that's when I asked the Lord, could I please look inside? In other words, look inside the water Bible. And then I knew it was okay to look. So I opened the book and at first saw water. And then these words lifted up out of the water. Do you now believe? John 16 and 31. It was as though the words formed out of the water. So I closed the book and then I hugged it. You know, because the true saints love the Word of God, right? They're not going to depart from it. It's too important to them. It's very valuable. And then I woke up. You know, Jesus spoke to the bride and all the others in dark sayings. But the time came that it came alive as living words to them from the man-child. It was turned from letter to spirit. Here's the text of that verse, John 16:31. John 16 and 25. These things have I spoken unto you in dark sayings. The hour cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in dark sayings, but shall tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you've loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. Now listen to this. I mean, this is something that you could see in type and shadow today. I came out from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go unto the Father. Jesus is coming into the world again by his word out of heaven. That's what he said in John. To the man-child who will be caught up to the throne of authority. In other words, leaving the world, right? And of course, that authority will be exercised by them on earth. It's really the Lord Jesus himself who is going to be able to move through some people that are, by his grace, in agreement with him. How can two walk together except they be agreed, right? So let's read on. 29 says, his disciples say, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no dark saying. So the dark sayings will be revealed to true disciples, just as Jesus did. Now know we that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. And Jesus answered them, do you now believe? That's quoting, you know, that's where the quote came from. Do you now believe? Jesus is coming to reveal the living waters of God's Word. And, you know, when a word that you've read for years but only understood it in the letter comes to life and you see the spirit of it, you get excited, don't you? Yeah. I do. I never get tired of it. God's hidden so many things in His Word that He wants to reveal. Jesus opened his mouth and spoke things that were hidden from the foundation of the world. And you know what? The man-child in the end time will be doing the same thing, because Jesus is going to live in the man-child by his word and by his spirit. Not that they're anything. They're just vessels. That's all. No credit goes to them. Everything that any man receives is by grace. And so, but this is God's plan, and it's revealed in His Word. So why do you suppose God would do such miracles to preserve our materials and to make sure that they got out to people, and they're not getting out now anything like they're about to get out, because God's going to do awesome miracles, just like He has from the very beginning, to get these things out. I didn't write Sovereign God. I'm not a writer. I never have been a writer. I barely made it through high school, saints. And I really had no interest to study, and I had no interest to write. And I had a man that was moved by the Spirit. His name was Doug. He pestered me way back years ago. He says, David, that teaching that you have on Sovereign God, he says, you need to make a book out of that. And he would keep telling me that. And finally I realized that was God talking to him. So I went at it, never wrote a book in my life. But God helped. He helped miraculously. And He helped with the rest of these books too. So glory be to God. The works of Satan will be cast down. They will fail. And so we're just rejoicing in God. We're just rejoicing in the Lord and asking the angels, you too, would you please beseech the Lord that these materials get all over the world. And do spiritual warfare against the enemy who is trying to stop us, like he tried to stop Jesus. He's still trying to stop Jesus, because who are we, right? So praise God. Anyway, thank you for that, saints.